T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time once again to welcome the former governor of Virginia, George Allen, with the familiar name that Redskins fans recognize. His father was the legendary coach of the Redskins. As now his brother is the managing director, general manager of the Redskins. And we are glad that George Allen is with us once again on Friday. I want to ask you about the games, but I got to start with your reaction, because you're focus when you were governor of Virginia was so much on economic prosperity for the Commonwealth. What do you make of these jobs numbers that have just been released and the 3.5% unemployment rate nationally?
Well, happy Manufacturing Day to you and manufacturing jobs.
Is it Manufacturing Day? Okay.
Yes, Manufacturing Day. Our economy is doing well. I think a key indicator, obviously, will be consumer confidence. But on Manufacturing Day, the biggest concern that manufacturers have, and this is an indication of a strong economy, is finding skilled, capable workers. Mm-hmm. The numbers are at historically good. You know, as far as trends are concerned, the unemployment rate is low, and for a lot of different groups, so to speak, African American unemployment's all-time low, Latino unemployment all-time low. So, the economy is going well, but there are concerns, and one of the big concerns is trade. The second biggest concern for manufacturers, second to finding skilled workers, is uncertainty over trade. And just this week, 2 days ago, the biggest ever in history tariffs were authorized by the World Trade Organization against Europe for their subsidies of Airbus. And that's, in fact, they're authorizing $7.5 billion worth of tariffs on imports into the U.S. from the European Union. Now, the hope of all of this is that we don't impose those tariffs, and the way to do that is recommend that the European Union come into compliance.
Were they illegal subsidies for Airbus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is kind of the rule of law for international trade. And this dispute's been going on for 15 years. Hmm. And what France and Germany and the UK and other European countries do is illegally subsidize Airbus, which competes with Boeing, a U.S. company out of South Carolina and Washington State primarily. But the point is that Airbus, this is what Boeing says, it lost 300 Airbus because of their subsidies, undercutting the price for a comparable Boeing. Boeing lost 300 sales. And this also gets into, we mentioned this last week, is the Export-Import Bank. They have two export credit financing authorities just in France alone. And so for our companies, our manufacturers, not just Boeing, but all of them, small, medium, and large, need to be able to get a reauthorized Export-Import Bank so that our manufacturers can compete and have equal access to export loan guarantees. So we're at a disadvantage sometimes, but the Export-Import Bank is not one of those illegal subsidies that 60
right.
other countries do it. But this is important. And
it's interesting that you bring it up, Governor, because I keep hearing people chastise Donald Trump, saying he shouldn't do things on his, shouldn't impose these tariffs on his own. Go to the WTO, because we have
right.
a pretty good record of winning there. But then if the solution is for them to authorize tariffs, is that the same thing, or what am I missing?
No, you're not missing anything. This is not a dispute that just started in the Trump administration. It's been going
right.
on for, as I said, 15 years. It culminated now. Now, I think it gives us leverage, the United States, to negotiate a good, fair deal with the European Union, which is a major, all the countries together are a major
right.
trading bloc. And so
legitimizes it, maybe, too.
It what?
Legitimizes it a little bit more. It's not just a unilateral decision. It validates our position.
No, this is enforcing the rule of law. This is going to a court and adjudicating this dispute. So this is an independent arbiter. This is not, you know, an errant tweet or, you know, an excited utterance. This is a thoroughly considered situation, and this is not appealable. So the European Union needs to get into compliance, and so they can't be talking about one thing or another, or style or mannerisms. They need to. They may be riled, but what the solution is: get into compliance with World Trade Organization rules.
And it's interesting. I don't want to run out of time on the
game. Yeah, okay.
I don't want to run out of time on the games. And Gary Hess is with us, too. You know, I'm on live on location. Gary's kicking both of our butts when it comes to the overall picks.
Yep,
what do you got, Gary?
I am. What can I say?
Yeah, you're 13-4.
All I can say is the Redskins are killing me.
Even I beat you last week, Senator. I was 3-1. You were 2-2. So.
Yeah. The coin is doing great.
Okay. All right, Gary. You want to run through?
We got to move quickly. Our primetime game of the week: the Green Bay Packers visiting Dallas to play the Cowboys. Senator, who you got?
I'm going to the Cowboys playing in Arlington. I think they're a better team.
I'm with you on that. I'm taking the Cowboys as well. What's the coin say?
All right. Heads is home. Tails. So I guess I'm Green Bay, right?
Okay.
You get the cheese heads.
Sunday night football. Colts in Kansas City to face Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Senator?
Arrowhead Stadium is going to be fired up, and I see the Chiefs burning the Colts.
Yep, me too.
Tails, Indianapolis.
Okay.
You're going to the Colts.
Okay, Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns off their big win last week, head west to play the 49ers in San Francisco. What do you think?
I think they had an impressive win in Baltimore, but the 49ers have had a week off, and so I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan really knows what he's doing. I think with a week off, I'm with you as well. I have the 49ers as well.
Tails again. This coin is rigged. So I'm Cleveland.
And then
I'm feeling bad about this week based on what you guys are picking.
And then at FedEx Field, the Redskins play the New England Patriots. Who you got?
The Super Bowl champions and everything else. I have to go with family and blood, and this would be the most miraculous upset ever with the Redskins somehow winning.
Okay.
See, I told you he'd pick the Redskins.
Yeah.
Family loyalty.
Well, I'm picking the Patriots.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see what the coin. Come on, coin. Don't let me down here. Tails again.
Well, tails is what you wanted that time.
Yeah.
I figured that would be the one time to come up heads, and I'd be with the Redskins one more.
So you're the road warriors this week. Four tails. How about that? Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
Hey thanks, Gary.
Y'all do the same.
Governor Allen, we always appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.